Hello， 大家好，这里是思琪老师。那我本科毕业于中山大学岭南学院，硕士毕业于英国杜伦大学英语教育专业。目前我主要教授的是雅思的口语和写作部分。在最近的考试当中呢，我的雅思口语得分是8分，托福口语得分是29分。
Hello， 大家好，我是 Marjorie， 目前是一位雅思口语老师，从事英语教育事业有10年了。之前是新某方佛山学校的 K12 英语学科负责人，也曾经担任口语项目的教材顾问和编辑。
那雅思口语 Part 3的部分，通常都是小朋友们觉得比较为难的一个部分，因为这边需要我们对一些比较抽象的话题进行讨论嘛。但其实对于我们这些生活在象牙塔的小朋友而言，其实这甚至都不是语言层面的挑战，更多的其实是世界知识层面的欠缺啦。所以我们做这个 podcast 的初心呢，也是为了给我们自己的学生分享一些素材，帮大家节省一些备考时间，也希望能给到大家一些表达上的灵感。
我们这个 podcast 呢，主要是通过即兴唠嗑的形式来展开的，所有的内容我们其实都没有提前打草稿，纯粹就是聊天的形式，也会有很多磕磕巴巴的时候，当然也会有一些语法和表达不准确的地方啦。
对，但其实也正是因为我们在交流的时候更在意的是内容层面的交流，而不是语言表达是否准确。在这个过程当中，其实我们确实也从彼此身上获得了很多的新的 ideas 和一些新的视角吧。
对，所以我们其实也希望通过这种形式来告诉大家，其实在真实的交流场景当中出现磕巴、出现停顿都是很正常的。因为就算是讲中文的时候，我们也会犯错，也会跑题，也会有让对方不理解的时候了。但是学习语言的第一步就是不要怕犯错嘛，只要能先 get your message across， 也就是答意，其实就很棒了。
没错。好啦，那接下来就是我们的正片内容啦。如果大家在语言学习上有其他的问题，或者对于我们的播客有好的建议，都可以给我们留言哦。
好的，等着大家哦。好的好的，我们今天又来到了另一个部分了。那这个对应的是一到四月星期的 part 2的 describe a gift you got。Okay, first question is, what kinds of gifts do people like to receive?
Well, I think it depends on, it can depend on the age group they belong to, I guess.
For example, let's say children.
Children, maybe Barbie dolls for girls and maybe toy cars for boys.
Toys most of the time.
I think that's what they're interested in, because it's an age when you should have fun.
And
I think they do enjoy like dressing up their toys and having fun with their toys.
And actually, it's really easy for parents or for adults to choose for the to choose gifts for children, because they could buy, you know, different range of prices, right?
Yeah,
according to their financial muscle.
Situation, yeah.
Yeah. So, just, you know, for some Lego, Lego is really expensive, right?
Yeah.
But there are also some cheaper cool Lego. I don't know how to say that in English.
Kind of like building blocks?
Things like that, but not Lego, not the brand. It's a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
So they could, you know, always have alternatives.
Yeah, always have alternatives. It kind of reminds me of something like children like toys. It's also kind of their way of following their idols.
Oh,
right. For example, some boys, they like, how do you say that? Ultraman.
Ultraman?
Ultraman.
Oh,
I think it's called Ultraman in English.
All right.
Right. So when they have those kind of toys, it's kind of like their hero.
So Elsa for girls.
Yeah, Elsa for girls and Ultraman for boys.
Yeah.
Something like that.
All right.
Okay. And like you said, it's much cheaper, relatively cheaper.
Yeah, relatively cheaper.
So it won't hurt to give children those kind of gifts. You don't feel terrible when they broke or lost those presents, right?
Yeah.
And maybe for older people, I guess, maybe for young adults, well, for young adults, that's going to be so much choice.
Yeah, so much. For some young adults, I think if those people prefer to receive some like experience of gifts, then we could send them some tickets, like concert tickets we were talking about before.
Okay.
During dinner, right?
I'm getting some of the hint here.
No, I was...
are you implying something?
No, not really. But if you take that as a hint, then it's okay. All right, anyway, so some concert tickets or some movie tickets.
Okay.
No, cheaper, right?
Yeah. So still a wide range.
Yeah, wide range. Mm-hmm. But for some people who would like some...
material stuff?
Yeah, then it depends on their habit, hobbies and habits. And yeah. Preference, things like that.
Yeah, so it's well, for young adults, I would say that's a wide range of choices because
yeah.
Young adults are so different from each other, I guess. Maybe it's because they are getting gradually financially independent.
Yeah.
So maybe they're kind of like you said, they have their own hobbies and interests
mm-hmm.
at this age.
Yeah.
So maybe they just have different preferences. Like some of them might like, maybe some girls might like jewelries.
Mm-hmm.
Some might like enjoy seeing the world, like we said. Maybe she enjoys traveling, so maybe mm-hmm. you should get her some air tickets or something.
That's really expensive. But
yeah. Or maybe for boys, we were talking about like how boys are so into buying shoes.
God.
Trainers. I don't get that, but still trainers. I don't get that either.
Just...
Yeah, maybe for some. Well, there are also some young adults might enjoy buying cars, watches for as gifts. I don't know.
I do want a car as a gift.
Yeah, me too. Okay, so but what about
older generation?
Yeah, the older generation. But I just feel like older generation. Take my parents for example.
All
I don't
right.
think they like. Well, it's not about that. It's not that they don't like receiving gifts, but they don't want me to spend
too much money
uh-huh. on that gift. Because
yeah, right.
I think in their point of view, gifts are not practical.
Mm-hmm.
Because gifts have to be fancy, right?
Yeah.
At least in our minds.
Yeah.
Gifts should be fancy. It should be something that you won't buy it yourself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right, but for parents, the idea of gift is just a waste of money. But why do you think that is the case?
Mine too. Probably because how they were raised.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because of how they were raised, right?
Ah.
So traditionally, let's not start with traditionally. I mean, from their generation, they had a hard time. Most of them, you know, or they have been through a hard time in their life.
Yeah, a lot of hardship.
Yeah, right. So, you know, it's not really easy to earn money.
Ah.
At that time, so they value every penny they earn, every mile they earn.
Every mile they earn. Okay, actually, this sounds familiar. I think we've talked about this last
time,
right?
Yeah, right. When we talk about food.
Yeah, when we talk about food, so how they have limited resources.
Yeah,
how
exactly.
The technology is underdeveloped, so they actually didn't have the ability to turn those natural resources into... products that we
mm-hmm.
can use nowadays. So
mm-hmm.
the economy was underdeveloped at that time.
Right.
So especially in China, I guess, for my parents' generation, they were raised in a big family.
Mm-hmm.
So there are always so many children, but they've got
limited
a limited
resources.
Amount of resources.
Yeah.
Like
they have to share.
Money. Yeah, they have to share.
Yeah.
And they have to be frugal, I have to say.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
And it's understandable.
Yeah, it's understandable. But yeah, so, but I think that's why they care a lot about saving up.
Mm-hmm.
They care a lot about like spending every penny
mm-hmm.
for the right purpose.
Yeah, and also another reason I think probably is, you know, they don't want us to spend our money because we also work so hard to earn that money, and they would be like, 心疼.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. How do I say that in English? Is there an idea called that?
心疼 in English?
I don't think that's there's an equivalent for that.
No,
maybe
I
people don't
心疼
each other in English. Only Chinese people 心疼 each other. Well, maybe people in the Western country just don't care about other people's shit.
Yeah, right.
It's your choice.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but nowadays, but I think that's actually a mindset that I kind of like. So don't, because when you feel like, because my parents say that a lot, they
mm-hmm.
like, I don't want you to spend that much money on this because I'm
心疼你的钱.
Yeah, 我心疼你的钱. But it's kind of like you are being condescending.
All right.
I would feel that way. I think it's a condescending way of saying
mm-hmm.
that. I would feel a little bit like you don't believe that I have the ability to earn this money.
Mm-hmm.
and you are judging my choice of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I chose to spend this money on this subject because mm-hmm. I think I'm worth it. I earned it. I'm worth it.
And I was capable of earning more.
I'm capable of earning more money and I want to do this. Why are you making me upset?
Exactly.
By judging me, right?
Exactly.
They're using this attitude to say that 我心疼你的钱, but actually, it makes me unhappy. Then why would you say that? Right? I bought you a gift. Just take it and say you're happy.
And thank
even
you.
Though,
or
yeah,
not.
Say thank you. If you don't like it, just don't let me know.
Exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm. Something like that. But yeah, like you said, it's understandable that how they live their life in the past, but I don't think they should judge the way I live my life or we live our life.
Exactly.
Okay, not trying to be so hostile here, but but yeah, understandable, but mm-hmm. don't use that to judge my life. Then that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, live our life separately.
Okay.
Yeah. What about next one? I think this one is actually pretty interesting. Why people always don't get the gift they like? Or maybe sometimes you receive gifts you don't like. Why
to be honest, I wouldn't know about it myself. Because, you know, let's say for me,
uh-huh.
I mean, especially after I get a job, after I work,
uh-huh.
Like I mentioned, I was really busy with my previous job, right?
Uh-huh.
I didn't have my own time. So when I got to choose, or when I got to pick some gifts for my friends, mm-hmm. it was really killing me because I had to think a lot about it. But once I did think that I got the perfect gift, at least perfect at that time.
Mm-hmm.
I got the perfect gift for my friends. So for some people, they don't have the gifts that they like, probably because the person, whoever gave the gifts to them, didn't give a shit about. Or that's not fair, but not
so
knowing
maybe,
him or
yeah,
her enough.
Yeah, yeah. Not knowing enough, I would
uh-huh,
say.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's start from here. Do you think you always get the gift you like?
No.
No?
No.
What kind of gift do you like?
Isn't it obvious?
Like jewelries.
Yeah, jewelry. Something.
Then what kind of gift do you usually get?
Doll.
From who?
Yeah. Or
doll?
Before doll. Yeah, right, dolls. Or some, I don't know, just or some of my ex coworkers.
I thought you were gonna say ex workers.
Again, when it comes to exes, all the our ex-coworkers or
okay.
some of my classmates.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, so for your case, I guess mm-hmm. there can be, so from your case, I can make a brief summary here. Maybe it's because the gifts you like are too expensive.
I'm sorry?
The gifts you like are too expensive.
Oh.
Right, is it possible?
Yeah, it's possible.
Right, because jewelries, right, tend
yeah.
to be relatively
expensive.
Maybe it's not that affordable, especially maybe when we were younger. Right?
Yeah.
So maybe our friends, our coworkers, they are not that generous in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone, I think we're not that rich. Okay, I'm not rich now. Okay.
Well, let's say I mean, it doesn't have to be jewelry. Dolls are also okay because I also like dolls, but
uh-huh.
at least
the kind of dolls you like.
Exactly.
Okay. So maybe it's just like you said, maybe it's just like we don't have people don't have time to actually get to know each other really well.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Especially for coworkers, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like we spend a lot of time, I think we are different here,
mm-hmm.
but most people in big companies, they work together during the day, but they don't have much time to
hang out. Leisure time.
Yeah, in the leisure time. Mm-hmm. So all they talk about is their work.
Yes.
And, yeah, some annoyances from work. So maybe they don't actually have the time to communicate about what they really like, what kind of person they really are.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But the truth is, you do get a lot of gifts from your coworkers. Because when you grow up, a lot of your friends are actually drifting away from
yeah,
you.
Yeah, right.
Right. So the bunch of people who actually know you, maybe don't get the chance to give you gifts.
That makes sense. Wow,
this is so abstract.
Yeah, this is so abstract. But actually, let's say, but to be honest, even though some of the gifts might not be the thing that I like, but I still appreciate as
their effort.
Yeah, right, exactly. At least they know that I like dolls or I like stuffed animals, and they sent me some stuffed animals. Even though those are not the animals I like, but still, I still kept those stuffed animals in my home, so I appreciate their effort.
I think we really have to talk about this here, because last time I remember I said stuffed animals, but I think, is it you or Ashley said it's not stuffed animals? Stuffed toys?
Stuffed toys, yeah.
Because stuffed animals reminds me of those animals that actually died. Then
But Fluffy is interesting. Yeah, because last time you said that, and I...
And Fluffy, I think we talked something about Fluffy.
Yeah. And it got into my mind, and I just kept that in mind.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah,
see how important it is to communicate with each other. You could keep things in mind.
Yeah. That's how you remember things.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so I think that should be one case. Okay, but for my case, I think I'm always getting a gift I like. Because last month was my birthday, right?
Yeah, right.
The gift everyone gave me, I like them so much. So I was thinking, why? Is it because I share a lot about myself?
Probably.
Right? So I think that's also
so important. I shared enough, I think.
You have to share something that is affordable. Okay? Be realistic.
All right.
Right, because, actually, I'm really impressed last month when I get all those gifts from you guys. Because I didn't know that how much, maybe it's because how much I shared about myself, but I was really touched because I feel like people are really thinking about what I like.
Yeah.
Yeah, so every gift I received this year, and on my birthday, I think I really like them a lot. So I think it still goes back to that point we were talking about. It's about people really getting to know you.
Yeah, right.
So when people really getting to know you, they will know what kind of gift they can choose for each other. But
yeah,
still, right. That's the case. Sometimes we don't have the chance to get to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
They're just coworkers.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, well, that's not the topic, but I feel really lucky to be part of the family. Even though I haven't received any gifts from you guys for my last birthday.
Okay,
this is a hint. All right.
Okay. I get it. Okay. You're going to get your gift.
This year, right?
We're going to your housewarming party. Remember that?
Oh, right.
Okay. Yeah, keep that in mind, okay?
That's a hint.
Okay, get that. Copy that. Written down. Gonna do that.
All right. Thank you for your effort.
Okay. What about... Yeah, let's talk about something different here.
Okay.
Maybe let's talk about something related to the workplace, because we were talking about how we get gifts from coworkers, right?
Yes.
Do you think, how should bosses reward employees?
Well, I like the topic. Let's think about it.
Gucci bag?
Yeah, Gucci, or maybe a Louis Vuitton, it's okay. Actually, it's more expensive. What am I thinking about?
Yeah.
All right, anyway.
Yeah.
I think, again, from my last job, because I was kind of a supervisor, we talked about it with other supervisors, how to receive our coworkers, let's say. Because for some people, they like to have achievement, feel the sense of achievement in their work.
How come? How is that like? Becoming a leader?
Yeah, becoming a leader or getting some credit for their effort, things like that.
So how can you give that feeling to that kind of employees? With your certificate or promotion?
We don't have that many positions, right? actually, sometimes you pay compliment, like what you did to Shu Tiao.
Good job. Good boy. Something like that.
Yeah. Paying compliment or paying compliment in public.
I see.
That's really important, actually. Actually, for me, it's also important to pay compliment in public.
In the public.
Yeah, right. You know, to acknowledge my effort and
to give me enough credit and that's enough, I think. Of course, money is also enough, all right? Also, money is also...
It's the case.
I can only remember the first part.
All right, but for some people, material is really important. Like yeah, money, enough. Like extra money.
Bonus?
Yeah, bonus. Or some bags.
Gucci or Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, right. That also work. So it depends on the individual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, okay, so I was talking to my friend who is in human resources manager about mm-hmm. this topic. Mm-hmm. Actually, she told me some tips on that. So first, like you said, maybe what were we talking about? Compliments.
Yeah,
compliments, especially in public occasions, mm-hmm. can be really important.
Yes.
So I do get that a lot of big companies have their annual party and they would maybe just give credits to yeah. everyone's achievement by yes. the end of the year.
Yes.
So that can be one. Mm-hmm. And another one, like you said, I think promotion, especially promotions that come with more compensation package, mm-hmm. like higher yeah. salaries mm-hmm. and maybe some other bonus, I guess.
Yeah.
Like maybe some vacations, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, like what we were doing here, right? We mm-hmm. take a short trip together.
Yes.
Right? Something like that. I think mm-hmm. that can be good rewards. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you were talking about like compliments in public, but I think compliments or support off the table can also be pretty important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially in small companies, I guess, mm-hmm. when we have a small team. So this connection between each other can also be really important. Mm-hmm. So it's not like, because I cannot afford to give them that much money, mm-hmm. yeah, but I'll try to give them more support.
Yeah.
So I think that can also be a kind of reward, I guess.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, emotional support or material support, substance support?
Well, I would say support from work. Like, I can help them when they have some difficulties in solving certain problems, I guess. But it's not like a reward. It's just something that...
Yeah. I don't think it's a reward. I think it's a way where it's kind of, you know, those support is to help them to accomplish their work, their task. Mm-hmm. So it's not like a reward.
Yeah,
just a tool or something.
So basically just two types, right? Mm-hmm.
So mental and money.
Yeah. Mental and money.
Yeah,
so true. Simple but true.
Yes.
Okay. What kind of gifts do young people like to receive at rewards? I think it's basically the same. Younger people, older people, I think they're the same. Everyone needs mental support and everyone needs material
support.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah, but what about, the last two?
Oh my god. Oh, I read it wrong.
What?
This question is about older people would spend money on something that they don't need. I read it like, younger generation. Younger people would spend money on
things that they don't different. Need.
Yeah, because we talked about it earlier, right?
Mm.
Yeah, we too.
Yeah. What about the last two? Shopping and economy.
Oh, all right.
Connection between these two. Shopping and economy. I think shopping is the key to the economy.
Yeah.
Like the development of the economy is based on purchasing and selling, right?
Yeah.
You have to...
All the trading.
Yeah, all the trading. I'm not going to say transaction. All the trading here are actually the key to the economy.
The economy. Yeah.
Because only when you are trading your resources can mm-hmm. there be a flow of those
currency.
Yeah, of currency. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's... I feel like I'm reviewing my knowledge from my economics textbook. Yeah, so I think it's a key part here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when they're selling, it also promotes the manufacturers to produce more products.
Yeah.
To make use of those natural resources to turn those raw materials into things we can actually use in our daily life.
Mm-hmm. And also, it provides more job positions, right?
Yes. Yes, provides creating more job positions.
Yeah.
And this also reminds me of what is going on right now. Because after the pandemic situation, mm-hmm. you can see that the government is trying really hard to boost its economy by encouraging people to go shopping, to spend money.
Travel.
Yeah, to travel around. Because if people only make money, because when people go to work, they make money, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if they're only saving those money up, there's nothing's going to change in the market.
Mm-hmm.
People have to spend money so that, like I said, the manufacturers will have to work harder.
Yes.
So the system can keep running.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how the system keeps running. So mm-hmm. I think from what the governments are doing now here, mm-hmm. you can see how important shopping is to the economy.
Yes.
Mm. All right. End of my revision. Okay, what about the last one? Wow, benefits of advertising. What do you think are the benefits of advertising?
For who?
For
your consumers,
choice.
All right. For consumers, all right, that's difficult for me to talk about. Actually, I think there are some advantages of advertising to consumers. Because as a consumer myself, I would like to watch different kinds of commercials, I would mm-hmm. say. Because in that way, I get to know more about the products, especially some new products.
Like keeping up with the trend.
Exactly, because I don't really know much going on in the world, especially these 2 months. I was occupied with a lot of things. So I do like to read some of the commercials,
mm-hmm.
especially some of the commercials, they hire some celebrity to be the endorsement.
Endorsement, spokesperson, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. So from those commercials or advertisements, then I get to see the celebrities I like, probably. Yeah, and things like that. I do want to watch commercials to learn more about the products.
Yeah, and
for some other advertisements, especially those original ones or creative ones, I could learn some interesting ideas from the advertisements.
Yeah, it's kind of like a piece of art, right?
Yeah, right. So, again, those advertisements I really enjoy watching.
Mm.
And I know some of the people really hate watching advertisements. They think it's a waste of time.
I would agree with that, definitely.
But for me, also depends, but most of the time, I think it wouldn't hurt. I do need some distractions from time to time.
Yeah, why not? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't have to push ourselves too much.
Yeah,
right.
What about you?
Okay, so I can talk about some of the benefits of advertisements for maybe manufacturers.
Uh-huh.
Right? For suppliers, manufacturers, when you have some good products, you have to let people know
exactly
what your products are,
mm-hmm.
Because promotion can be a really important part in your sellings.
Mm, yeah,
in your sales. Okay.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah. So, advertisement, especially now that we have so many types of channels to promote mm-hmm. your products,
yes.
I think it can really help boost your sales.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
Especially
to expose your products.
Yeah. Actually, this reminds me. Well, the first thing came to mind is Apple, so the company mm-hmm. that making
yeah.
iPhone.
Yeah.
But that's just too well known. So I want to talk about something else.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, you know that the live streaming platforms nowadays are really popular here in China,
uh-huh.
and those platforms are actually helping a lot of people who live in the countryside to sell their products.
All right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Actually, I think that's a significant benefit of advertising. Through those live streaming platforms or those social media platforms,
mm-hmm.
People who live in the countryside or people who live in the remote
areas,
people who come from less well-off family backgrounds,
yes.
those who suffered from poverty,
mm-hmm.
they get to sell their products.
Especially agricultural products.
Especially agricultural products, maybe some fresh produce.
Yeah, yeah.
They get to sell their products to the mm-hmm. world outside. Because mm-hmm. in the past, when they are not accessed to the world, to the internet, mm-hmm. to the world outside, I don't think they have this chance to earn money.
Mm, no, they have
right?
to, let's say,
I feel like they're trapped here. It's like a vicious circle because
uh-huh.
the transportation is not developed there and the information is so limited there. Everything, mm-hmm. it's kind of like they are blocked from the world
outside. The world they are in.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but now that we have these kind of, these a variety of platforms that mm-hmm. can help them to promote their products, mm-hmm. they get, it's kind of like a way of advertising, right? They get, yeah. they get a chance to advertise their products.
Exactly.
It's also making their life better. Mm-hmm. It's changing their world too.
And it helps boost the economy too.
Yeah, boost the economy, especially mm-hmm. the local economy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so, because I was talking about how I hated advertisement, but if we're talking about this case, then mm-hmm. I have to say it's a significant benefit brought by advertising.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, yes, I think that's the case for this one.
All right, that's it.
Bye-bye.
Bye.